Today, cyberspace has grown beyond anything that its architects could have imagined. Up to a third of humanity has access to the internet, and an increasing proportion of them have come to depend on it for education, entertainment, social interaction, even their livelihoods. And inevitably, among those 2.5 billion souls, there are some you might want to steer well clear of.
The first pictures that came out were just me in bikinis. And then the second ones that came out were lingerie, like a bra and panties, a bunch of stuff like that. At that point, I didn't know that people could hack into that website. I thought it was secure.
This is Angie. Age 14, she decided to store some mildly suggestive pictures of herself online, securing them in a password-protected website. They were meant only for her boyfriend.
So one summer, my friend messaged me and he was like, "Oh, you have to see this." He sends me a link, and all the pictures that I thought were secured had been hacked and leaked on to like a different website. At that point, I realized that it wasn't just going to stop at one friend who saw it.
Before long, the hacked information went viral on the open internet.
Even now, it's still very popular on the internet, and it's been 4 years and it's only getting bigger.
How many people in the end do you think have viewed these pictures of you?
A lot. Millions.
Millions?
Yeah.
That must be a weird feeling.
Yeah, and there's no way that I could fully ever get rid of all the pictures. Once it's out on the internet, it's there for good. It got to the point where I realized, like, what kind of future can I have knowing that my reputation is this bad? Imagine, like, what happens when a job comes between me and someone else and they can't pick me because of what's happened. So basically, it feels like my life is over.